As we continue discussing the subject of Schar Halicha, there's an interesting question that the Paiskim discuss, and that is there a din of Schar Halicha only by going to davening, or is there a din of Schar Halicha by all mitzvahs? The Maral says that the din of Schar Halicha only applies by davening. The way I always understood the Maral's opinion is there's a famous vort from Chaim Brisker that what does it mean that a person has to have kavona by davening? So Chaim Brisker says that the pshat that a person has to have kavona when he davens is that he has to know, he has to have kavona that he's standing in front of Hashem. So only when it comes to davening, which represents coming to stand in front of Hashem, is there a concept of Schar Halicha where I'm going and approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other mitzvahs that don't have that concept, there won't be a din of Schar Halicha. However, Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Ekev says that Schar Halicha applies to Schar Halicha applies to all mitzvahs. And the mitzvah Shem, as we get deeper into our shir, perhaps we'll have an explanation as to why Schar Halicha maybe applies not just to davening but to all mitzvahs. So why the Maral and Rabbeinu Bechaya have this machlokes. Although in our previous shir, we discussed at great length, is there a concept of Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs versus Schar Halicha? And we gave a number of explanations why we don't apply here the concept of Eim Avir Ala Mitzvahs. There are Paiskim that indeed say that we shouldn't always apply the concept of Schar Halicha. That in fact, the concept of Eim Avir Ala Mitzvahs ought to prevail. What did I do with our Gemara? So the Divrei Malkiel in Chelek Simen Yotes says what the story of our Gemara is regarding a woman who was always davening in a shul, and that was where her makom kavua is. And then a shul was built near our home. So she was supposed to continue davening in the shul where she always davened, because we know the importance of a makom kavua when it comes to davening. But if not for that circumstance, there would be no din of Schar Halicha being more important than Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. There's a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos Ma'ashag, Chelek Alef Simchav Zayin, also says that the situation of our Gemara was a unique situation, because that was the place where Rabbi Yochanan learned Torah. So it was a very special shul. It was a shul where there was a Roivam. It was a shul of Talmidei Chachamim. And that's why that shul was unique and special, that one should walk further to daven. But without all of those special qualities, there is no point they hold of Schar Halicha to daven specifically in a further shul. Moreover, I saw that the Paiskim say, here we're speaking about a woman who doesn't have a chiv to daven. And therefore, a woman who doesn't really have a chiv to daven, so her walking to shul and showing that she wants to be closer to Hashem is by her, there's such a point. But that doesn't necessarily apply to men, and men maybe should daven in a shul that's closer to their home. In that tshuva that we refer to from the B'tzei L'Chochma, Chelek Dalid Siman Yotes, he concludes the tshuva with a number of halach l'maisis. He says that we don't say Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs in a situation where you could do the mitzvah in a better way. You could, furthermore, he says, walk by a closer shul if the shul that's further from your home is a place where you could daven better. He says, interestingly, the best shul to choose is a shul where there is shalom, where there's no machloikis. He says if somebody has a mokum kavu to daven in a shul and that involved that was close to his home and now he moved closer to another shul, so there's a schar halicha to go continue davening in that shul that's further from his current home. And as we've been explaining, there is no concern of Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs. He says the din of Schar Alicha applies both by men and by women. And on the other hand, he says, if someone always davened in a shul that was further away from his home, and now he moved closer to a shul, he should continue davening in the shul that he always davened in, even though now there is no schar halicha, because that's where he has a makom kavua. There's a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Beis, Simen Yud Zayin. He discusses the following shaila. He says that what's better? Is it better to drive to shul or to walk to shul? And he explains. And he explains. In understanding this concept of schar halicha, why is there a point of schar halicha? Is the point of schar halicha that you want to, what that the concept of schar halicha teaches us that not just davening is important, but the preparation for davening is important. So therefore, if you're going to drive to shul and you're going to get there quicker, that's something to be considered. Or, he says, perhaps the concept of schar halicha is to show that you physically exert yourself to go daven, and since one is physically exerting himself to go davening, that shows a chavivus of the mitzvah, and therefore it's better to walk than to drive. So he explains that we have by all mitzvahs a concept that one should run to fulfill a mitzvah. He says, interestingly, if you look in the Rambam says, mitzvah loritz lebeis haknesses. There's a mitzvah to run to a shul. He also interestingly points out that the Rambam says, mitzvah loritz lebeis haknesses. There's a mitzvah to run to shul. When it comes to Shabbos, the Rambam says, mutter loritz b'shabbos ledvar mitzvah. One could run on Shabbos to Dvar Mitzvah. Kigon Shiyaretz L'Beis HaKnesset L'Beis HaMedrash. So he says, what do we see from here? That during the week, there's a specific mitzvah to run, to fulfill a mitzvah. On Shabbos, when you're not supposed to run, so you have to look at the circumstances. So, on one hand, he says, if we're learning this way, maybe there's a mitzvah to go by car So you're going to get to shul quicker. Mitzvah Loritz, to get to the mitzvah quicker. However, he quotes a Rabbeinu Yoina, where the Rabbeinu Yoina says that the purpose of running to shul is not to get to shul quicker. The purpose of running to shul is to show that this is something that is important to you, and you're exerting yourself, and you're running. And therefore, he says, we now have a conflict. On one hand, there's a point to get to shul earlier. On another hand, there's a point to exert yourself to get to shul. So he makes an interesting suggestion. He says, maybe you should combine drive to shul, but don't park right in front of the shul. Park a little further from the shul, and the last part of the last leg of your trip to shul, you should walk to shul. So you've really combined both of the concepts that we've discussed. He says, however, that's the first part of his tshuva. But then he says, from our Gemara, who introduces the concept that we've been learning here of schar halicha, Rashi says, in defining the schar psius, lemadnu shiatriach adam atzma b'mitzvah l'kabel schar yoisa. There's a point of a person being matriach himself in order to do a mitzvah. And since there's a point of being matriach yourself to do a mitzvah, therefore he says, the only way you really show that you're being matriach yourself is by actually walking to shul. And he says, there's a precedent for that. The precedent for that is a Aliyah L'Regel. When Klal Yisrael went up to be Oyel L'Regel, they walked to the Beis HaMikdash. Again, to show, and he in fact quotes, that the Yushalmi says, Azorol Yisrael Shloyalu Elo Biraglehem. That is the way we show the real Chavivas HaMitzvah. And therefore he concludes, wherever it's at all possible, it's preferable for one to walk to shul rather than one should drive to shul. The same shaila of what is preferable, walking to shul or driving to shul, is discussed in the Shaila of Tshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma, Chelek Hei, Simen Kuf Aleph. He takes a different approach in trying to frame the question. In framing the question, he says that driving or walking each has its own mile. He says, when you drive, you're spending money. You have wear and tear on your car, you have to pay for the gasoline. Walking is free. On the other hand, walking obviously involves more exertion than driving. And therefore, the way he frames the question, what is more important, spending money or spending or giving of your own exertion? And he goes into this conversation and he says, and he brings a number of rayas, that the halacha recognizes tircha de gufa more than just spending money to fulfill a mitzvah. Moreover, he says that when you're going to do a mitzvah, with a car, you're still going to get schar halicha, but not the same schar halicha as if you would have walked. Moreover, he goes into a discussion at the end of the tshuva where a person has a requirement of to be mishtadl the mitzvah. A person has an obligation to try to fulfill a mitzvah by spending money on the mitzvah. One of the rayas he brings is there's a din that one should attempt to get an aliyah on the Yom Noroim, and one should spend money to get that aliyah. So if somebody is walking to shul, he's not spending any money. He, however, says that's not the concept of schar alicha. As we said earlier, schar alicha means that you be matriach yourself to fulfill a mitzvah. And therefore, a person should prefer to walk that's to shul rather than drive to shul. That's what schar halicha means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should always be able to be matriach ourselves to become closer to Hashem.